I found that video very, very thought-provoking, and that's why I wanted to bring it here for you guys to see. And what was interesting about it is the obvious choice for me to talk about was graphics and audio, but as you heard, Michael talked about all these other elements as well. Video games give an awful lot of other things too, and that's why people get so addicted, the most important one being fun. The name of this track is The Magic to Come. Who is that going to come from? Is it going to come from the best directors in the world, as we thought it probably would? I don't think so. I think it's going to come from the children who are growing up now that aren't stuck with all of the stuff that we remember from the past. They're going to do it their way using the tools that we've created. The same with students or highly creative people, writers and people like that. As far as colleges go, there's now 350 colleges around the world teaching video game courses. That means there's literally thousands of new ideas. Some of the ideas are really dreadful, and some of them are great. There's nothing worse than having to listen to someone try and pitch you a really bad video game idea.
You're off.
I've only got
He's out of time.
I've just got a little tiny bit more if you'll indulge me, though.
I'm going to stay right here, though.
This is just a cool shot because this is students coming to school after class. The school is closed. They're coming back to midnight because they want to pitch their video game ideas. I'm sitting at the front of the class, and they're actually pitching their ideas. So it's hard to get students to come back to class, but it is possible. This is my daughter. Her name's Emma. She's 17 months old. And I've been asking myself, what is Emma going to experience in the video game world? And as I've shown here, we have the audience. She's never going to know a world where you can't press a button and have millions of people ready to play. We have the technology. She's never going to know a world where the graphics just aren't stunning and really immersive. And as the student video showed, we can impact and move. She's never going to know a world where video games aren't incredibly emotional and will probably make her cry. I just hope she likes video games. So my closing thought, games on the surface seem simple entertainment, but to those that like to look a little deeper, the new paradigm of video games could open entirely new frontiers to creative minds that like to think big. Where better to challenge those minds than here at TED. Thank you.